obviously underdogs in the NFL are barking loudly this year, especially the bigger underdogs, 5.5 points or more. It's been an absolute feast. I had four of those teams last week. All four of them not only covered, they won outright. The Broncos, Giants, Panthers, and Commanders had all, those are the four biggest dogs on the NFL card I had. They all won outright. Last week overall, because college basically broke even, 8-7, so I'm up one unit, 23-22-1 on the year through 4 weeks of football picks. Tomorrow, I've got more plays than I do on Sunday. Most of you don't like to hear that. There's not a lot on the NFL card that's super obvious this week. Let's start with tonight. Tonight there is a game in Miami. I'm assuming it's a go. Miami didn't get hit super hard, I don't think, by the Hurricane Helene. Look, the Canes are really good. In Cam Ward, they've got the front runner for the Heisman Trophy right now. They destroyed Florida in the opener, and they've never looked back. They beat the team that almost knocked off or was right there with Bama in Tuscaloosa, USF, 50-15. They're actually down in the first half in that game. They've been a covering machine, covering easy against Florida, Ball State, and USF. They were laying 19.5 this time yesterday against Virginia Tech tonight. That line's down to 18. There is super sharp money on Virginia Tech, and the public loves Miami in this game. The Hokies coming off another loss, this one to Rutgers. They lost the opener to Vanderbilt. Their only two wins are against Marshall and ODU. I actually thought, Denton, when I saw this game, I'm like, is that line a little bit high? Not because I'm looking for value. I'm never looking for value. I'm looking for the biggest contrarian play out there possible. And it's come down to 17.5, 18. I've got an 18 out there. And the public's lined up on Miami. Go Hokies tonight, plus the 18. Let's go to tomorrow. Look, this is all about recent impressions, typically, this time of year. Navy beat Memphis last week. Navy is undefeated. They're 3-0 on the season. They are unstoppable offensively. UAB has lost two straight games, and Navy's only laying 3.5 at UAB tomorrow. I'll take UAB plus the 3.5. Baylor lost to Colorado on that Hail Mary that forced overtime, and then they lost in overtime. That's the last time we saw Baylor. The last time we saw BYU, they destroyed K-State last week, 38-9. And yet Baylor this week, a 3-point favorite over BYU. I'll take the Baylor Bears laying the points. Auburn has been pretty bad so far this year. They lost last week at home to Arkansas. That was their second home loss. They lost to Cal a couple of weeks ago. They're playing Oklahoma, who lost to Tennessee, understood, and that's the last impression of Oklahoma. But in this game, the line reeks. Auburn's the favored team. It's one of the biggest public played bets of the weekend. The public looking for Oklahoma to bounce back. I'll take Auburn minus the 1.5. Last week, Colorado, I had them in the smell test. They got it done in overtime. They needed a Hail Mary to get to overtime. They're playing UCF. UCF, Denton, looks like a pretty good team. They beat TCU last week, rallied to win 35-34 2 weeks ago. They're coming in off a bye week. They're laying 14 to Colorado. I mean, Colorado has been a public darling going back to last year, a little bit less this year, but the public loves the Buffaloes getting two touchdowns. I'll take UCF laying the 14. This, to me, is the line that reeks more than any this week. It is the game that is opposite Georgia-Bama in the same time slot, 7:30 Saturday night. Penn State laying 17.5 against undefeated Illinois, who beat Nebraska on the road last week. I think Penn State's really good defensively. Public loves Illinois as a massive underdog in Happy Valley. I'll take Penn State and lay the 17.5. There are more 18s out there than 17.5, so I'm not going to buy that key half point down to 17. I'll stick at 17.5 to make it fair. And then lastly, Boise is a 7-point favorite late Saturday night against Washington State, who is undefeated on the season. Boise's thought to be, you know, one of those teams that could be in the non-Power 4, non-Power 5, whatever it's called now, playoff spot. They lost to Oregon by 3. Laying a big number to Washington State, who's undefeated. I'll take Boise laying the 7. Let's go to Sunday for an NFL card that is really light on sort of obvious anti-public action. The biggest public side of the day is Pittsburgh. They're undefeated. They're playing a Colts team that's been struggling, even though they did win that game last week against the Bears. Pittsburgh's laying a mere 1.5 on the road. So I'll take the Colts plus the 1.5. I can't find super big underdogs this week to back because they're not, it's almost like the public has picked up on it and they're playing some of these big dogs. The Rams, after beating the 49ers, go to Chicago, who has looked terrible recently, and Chicago's favored by 3. I'll take the Bears minus the 3 because the average bettor thinks the wrong team is favored. And that is it in the NFL this week. Really the only two games. Last night was close, but I didn't fire. Recapping, Virginia Tech tonight plus 18, UAB against Navy. By the way, I'm buying the half point there, plus 3. Baylor minus 3, Auburn plus 1.5, UCF minus 14, Penn State minus 17.5, Boise minus 7, and then on Sunday, the Colts plus 1.5, and the Bears minus 3 against the Rams. Bill Barnwell from ESPN will join us next, and then we will finish up the show with our Washington-Arizona predictions. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, and the team980.com.